ברוכים הבאים רבותיי, בשם השם נעשה ונצליח. We're learning בעזרת השם יתברך. We have פרשת ויתחנן and שבת נחמו. We see right at the beginning of the parasha that the pasuk says ויתחנן אל אדוני בעת ההיא לאמור, אדוני אלוהים, אתה החילות להראות את עבדך, את גודלך ואת ידך החזקה. אשר מי אל בשמיים ובארץ, אשר יעשיך מעשיך וכגבולותיך, עברנה ויראה את הארץ הטובה. To see here that Moshe Rabbeinu, he was praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should enter Eretz Israel, because after we saw in Parashat Chukat, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Gezera on Moshe and Aharon not to go to Eretz Israel. Here Moshe Rabbeinu, before he passed away, he was praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let him go to Eretz Israel. And the Chachaim tell us that Vayitchanan, the gematria of Vayitchanan is 515. He prayed 515 types of tefillot, Moshe Rabbeinu, to go enter Eretz Israel, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Rablach, don't pray anymore. Al tosef daber elai od b'daber hazeh. I don't want to hear about this topic anymore. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him. The obvious question is Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he knows exactly what Moshe Rabbeinu is thinking. Why Moshe Rabbeinu wants to go to Eretz Israel? Chachaim said, "Vechi le'echol priya hu tzarich, o lesbo'a metuba hu tzarich." Moshe Rabbeinu wants to go to Eretz Israel to eat the fruit of Eretz Israel. He wants to eat the figs and the dates of Eretz Israel. Is that what Moshe is thinking about? Chas v'shalom. Moshe Rabbeinu, he knows that many mitzvot they are connected with Eretz Israel. Many mitzvot he cannot do outside Eretz Israel. That's why he wanted to go to Eretz Israel. He wants to do more mitzvot. Chacham le bikach mitzvot. The Gemara Masechet Sota says, Chacham le bikach mitzvot. This is Moshe Rabbeinu. He was the Chacham. And all the times he wants to do more mitzvot and more mitzvot. That's why he wanted to enter Eretz Israel. So why HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, no, al tosef daber, I don't want to hear about this anymore. Why l'chaora Moshe Rabbeinu, he wants to go to Israel. He prayed so much. And he was praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He wanted to go to Eretz Israel. Hashem told him, no. Even though it's Vayit Hanan, Rashi tells us here, he said, "Ein hanun b'chol makom, ella l'lshon matinat hanam." Moshe Rabbeinu told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even if for whatever reason I do not deserve it to go to Eretz Israel, give it to me, matinat hanam. Let me enter Eretz Israel. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he hears the prayer of every person, "Karob Adonai l'chol koreav, l'chol asher k'ra'uhu b'yemeh." So how come he made Gezerah and Moshe Rabbeinu not to go to Israel? He prayed so much. No, not entering. We have to understand, Chavra, why Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't let him to go to Israel after all the word he prayed. And the Pasuk after, Moshe Rabbeinu tells Bnei Israel, after I prayed to Hashem that I wanted to enter Israel, Pasuk says, "Vayitaber Adonai bi lema'anchem ve'lo shama'a elai." Kadosh Baruch Hu kibichol got angry at me, because of you. ויתעבר השם בי למענכם. Only because of you. מפרשים they ask, said, because of them? What do you mean because of them? What's Moshe Rabbeinu putting the אשמה on עם ישראל? ויתעבר השם בי למענכם. כן? Also, last week's parasha also. גבי תנף אדוני בגללכם למור. גם אתה לא תבוא שם. Only because of you, Bnei Israel. What do you want from Bnei Israel? Pasuk Mefurash says, "Ya'an lohem mantein bi l'akdisheni l'ayne Bnei Israel, l'achin lo tabi utaka l'zeh l'aras asher nantati l'ahem." Only because of his sin. Moshe Rabbeinu, he did, instead of talking to the rock, he hit the rock. That's why Hashem made Gezera. Whatever the reason was, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't want to enter Israel, but why did it happen? Because Moshe Rabbeinu sin, not because of Am Israel. Was he telling Am Israel, "Ta'ber Hashem bi lema'anchem," because of you? It's hard to understand. Rashi also, lema'anchem, what does it mean lema'anchem? Bishbilchem, atem gerem temli. You caused it to me not to go to Eretz Israel. V'chein hu omer, the Pasuk Tehillim says, v'yakcifu al mei mereba, v'yera le Moshe ba'avuram. That Ben Israel, ויקציפו על מי מריבה, ומשה רבנו, עם ישראל, they complain about the war, and משה רבנו, he had to hit the rock, instead of talking to it, ויירע למשה בעבורם. Something bad happened to משה, because of עם בן ישראל. So, לכאורה, we have to understand what's going on over here. Why is he complaining, כביכול, saying it's your fault. I saw here, back in פרשת חוקת, tells us here the Torah Moshe, Hatam Sofer, he says here in Dafkuf Amud Bet, he brings down here the Mishnah in Perkei Avot. The Mishnah says, Kol mezakeh et harabim en chet ba'al yado. Anyone who causes others to do mitzvot, Kadosh Baruch Hu kibichol, he saves that person not to do any avirot. And Moshe zakha vezakeh harabim. That's what it says in the Mishnah. It says, Bekashe, ve'imkin, mai ta'ma ba chet miri ba'al yado. If Moshe Rabbeinu was mezakeh harabim, that's what the Mishnah is saying. How come HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kibachol was Makhshil Moshe Rabbeinu in Mimi Riba to hit the rag instead of talking to it? And because of this, Nigzar al Moshe not to enter Eretz Yisrael. How come he was Mezakeh Tarabim? In Hayt Ba'al Yadu? How come Hayt came to the hands of Moshe Rabbeinu? What happened now? Chawra against the rule that the Mishnah is telling us. Ve'ish lomar, shekol ha-ta'am she'in Hayt Ba'al Yadu, you know why? Like the Gemara in Masechet Yoma says, "Daf Pizayin, kedei shelo yiyeh hu begehenam v'talmidav begen Eden." The Gemara says, "Kol mezaket harabim, anyone who teaches others, he brings them closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem, he saves him from doing any avirot. Why? Because if Hashem is not going to save him, he's going to do avirot. He's going to end up going to Gehenam. And he taught a lot of students to do the mitzvot, to learn Torah." So all the students are going to go to Gan Eden, and their Rebbe is going to go to Gehenam. So that's not fair. The Gemara says also the opposite also true. Kol ha-machatit ha-rabim en masabkim biyado la'asot tshuva. Why? For the same reason. Why? Because we don't want his students to be in Gehenam, and he's not going to be in Gehenam. Also, en masabkim biyado la'asot tshuva. So here he said, v'hacha, היינו עונשו שלא תביאו אל הארץ, והרי גם תלמידיו דור המדבר גם הם לא באו. אבל אילו לא חטאו הם והיו נכנסים לארץ ישראל, לא בא חטא על ידי משה רבנו עליו שלום. והיינו, והתעבר אדוני בי למענכם. So he says, since that בני ישראל, they did עוון העגל, or עוון המרגלים, whatever you explained once, long time ago, that it's all connected with עוון העגל, but whatever the case is, because of the sins of עם ישראל, that הקדוש ברוך הוא got angry at them, and he told them, you're not going to enter Israel, all Am Israel, all Dor Medbar, none of them enter Israel. Pasuk said, ולא נותר מהם איש, כי אם קלב בן יפונה ויהושע בן נון. All of them died in the Medbar. Why? Because of their sins. So now, since that, the students of Moshe Rabbeinu, they're also staying in Chutz La'aretz, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu, there's no problem if he's also going to stay in Chutz La'aretz. But however, if Bnei Israel, they were tzaddikim, and did not do Avon Ha'egel, did not do Avon Ha'mragdim, they would have entered Eretz Israel, and if they're going to enter Israel, Moshe Rabbeinu also, it's not fair. The students are going to enter Israel, Moshe is going to stay outside. That means that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Bnei Israel. It's only because of you I'm not entering Eretz Israel. What does it mean? If you were tzaddikim, you didn't do Avon Ha'mragdim, you would have entered Eretz Israel, and automatically I would have also entered Eretz Israel. Why? Because kol mezakeh harabim en chet ba'al yado. But only because you did hayat, that's why hayat ba'al yadi. That's what the Hatam Sofer tells us. But still, we have to understand a little bit more what's going on here. How come he's blaming Am Israel only because of you? I also saw in the Sifrei, he tells us here right at the beginning of the parasha, said l'chaura something. How strange, has no connection to the parasha. It says here, "Ataha halota leharot et abdecha et godlecha veet yadecha hazaka." What does it mean, "Ataha halota leharot et abdecha"? Sifrei here says, "Ataha tarta li et nedri b'sha'a she'amarta li lech hotze et b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim." So Moshe was telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, "Ataha halota leharot et abdecha." You did Hattarat Nidarim for me when Moshe Rabbeinu, he married the daughter of Yitro, he married Tzipora. Pasuk said, Vayoel Moshe Lashebet et Aish, Vayten Tzipora Betol Esha. So the Vayoel, here the Sifrei says, En Vayoel, En Huala, Ela Shebu'a, Shneimar, Vayoel Shaol et Aam. So he said, Moshe Rabbeinu, he met Shebu'a to Yitro not to leave him. And after that, Hashem came to him. He told him, I want you to go to redeem Bnei Israel from Mitzrayim. But Moshe told the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, I cannot go. I made Shavua to Yitro. So Hashem told him, what's the problem? You made Shavua? There is something called Hatarat Nedarim. I'll do Hatarat Nedarim for you, and then you could go. That's here what the Sefer is telling us. So that's it. End of story. The Bar Acher, then he had different Pirush. It sounds like from the Sefer, that same thing Moshe Rabbeinu was telling the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, the same way when I did Shavua, you did the Hatara for me, and I went to take Ben Israel out of Mitzrayim. Now here also, you made Shavua, lachin, lo tabiu et Ben Israel al-Aras Hashem al-Hatati lahim, in lachin illa l'asham Shavua, you also made Shavua. There's something called Hatarat Nedarim, Ribbono Shel Olam. Do Hatarat Nedarim, and everything, let me enter, Eretz Israel. The same way you did Hatarat Nedarim for me, you should also do Hatarat Nedarim, let me go. That's what it sounds like, you know, from the Sefer. Comes along here the Or HaHaim HaKadosh, says, Ribbono Shel Olam, what's Moshe Rabbeinu claim coming to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Told him, what's the connection here? Said, Moshe Rabbeinu, he had petah, any person, if you want to do Hatarat Nedarim for him, you have to find petah Shel Harata for him. What does it mean? You have to tell him, at the time that you made the neder, did you know that if something's going to pop up, if something would have happened, would you still make that Shavua? So if he told them, no, if I knew that's going to be, I wouldn't have made neder from the beginning. So that's called harata already. The Chacham, he tries to find harata for that person, and he does a tarat nederim for him. But he said this applies to human being. For Moshe Rabbeinu, for example, here, if Moshe Rabbeinu would have known that Hashem is going to come to him in the future and is going to tell him to go redeem Bnei Israel, he would never make Shavua to Yitro. So that's a good petah of harata. In such a case, he could do Hatarat Nedarim. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what are you going to say? If Hashem would have known that Moshe Rabbeinu, what do you mean if Hashem would have known? Everything, galuy ifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this doesn't apply. So he says here, he said, Kashe, or Rahim HaKadosh says here, Ata ahalot, I said, Kashe, bishlama ta'anat, Ata athalta, Vigam ta'anat, Ata patahta li petah lit palil, Him de bre ta'am lit fila. Abal ta'anat, petah hatara, Mare ayam ibim, Mashi etirlo shivu'a litro. Shani shivu'a titro, Shayala petah, Vishna behatara. Ve petah ho, Shibaylav, de bar melech shilton, Lalikhad vishlihoto, like we explained. If Moshe Rabbeinu would have known that Hashem is going to talk to him to go to leave Yitro and go, he would have never made Shavua to Yitro. Ella, he didn't know. So that's good. That's good. That's good. Petah Shel Harata. Ve'en lecha petah gadol mze. You won't find Petah Shel Harata better than this. Mashein ken Shavua to Yitbarach, en tzodek bah petah. It's not applicable. You cannot say if Hashem would have known, Chas v'Shalom. No such thing. Shekol petahin galo v'safui lefanav, v'yu magid mereshit acharin. So what's Moshe Rabbeinu telling Kadosh Baruch Hu? You should also do Hatara. How is Hashem going to do Hatara? Chora. He goes here, he explains Or HaHaim HaKadosh, but we'll explain it a different way. We told you once, we have here the famous story. The Gemara tells us here in Masechet Ketubot, Daf Ayin Zayin Amud Beit, the Gemara tells us here about Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, we know he's one of the 10 people that they entered Gan Eden alive. They didn't die. So what's his story? The Gemara here tells us, Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, Ki hava shachib, when the time Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi came to die, Amru le malach ha-mavet, zil abid le re'ote. Go ask him for his last wish. Do it for him, fulfill his last wish, and then he could take his neshama. So, azal t'chizile, he appeared himself to Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi. Amar le, what last wish would you like to know? Amar le, ahvili duchtai. So I'm only asking you for one thing. Show me my place in Gan Eden. It's the only request I'm requesting. So no problem. Amar le, lahaye, go ahead. No problem. Amar le, habli sakinach. On the way, Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, he got scared from Malach HaMavet. Told him, give me your sword. I'm scared, you know, maybe on the way, who knows, maybe you're going to do something, you're going to kill me. So give me your sword, I'm scared. So Gemara says, he gave him a sword. When he got to the entrance of Gan Eden, he wanted to show him his place in Gan Eden, but there's a big fence, so no people should jump in. So a big fence. What is he going to do? So he had to pick him up, Malach HaMavet, he has to pick up Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi up to the fence to show him his spot. So Adelie Kamach Vile. So he was showing him, see over there next to that rabbi, that's your space over there. So he saw that Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi was almost, you know, in Gan Eden. So he jumped inside Gan Eden, and khalas, he jumped inside. Shavar nafal le'ahu gisa nakte bekarna deglime. So after that, after he jumped Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, Malach HaMavet, he held Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi in his garment, in his clothing. Hello, where are you going? You have to come. I have to take care of you first. Then you could go there. Where are you going? So, Amar le b'shbu'ata de la atina. Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi told Malach HaMavet, he made shibu'a, I'm never going to leave this spot. So Malach HaMavet said, he made shibu'a. What do I have to write nedarim for you? What's the problem? He made shibu'a. So the Amar kutsha berichu, it was a ra'ash in Shamayim. Amar kutsha berichu, I ishtil shibu'ata nihdar. Ila la nihdar. So they came bedin shel ma'ala, they decide, what are we going to do with such a case now? We never saw such a case happen before. What if we have to resolve it? They asked Kadosh Baruch Hu, and he told them, look up in his books, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, see, did he ever in his lifetime, did he ever made neder or made shibu'ah? And he did Hatarat Nidareem. If he ever made Hatarat Nidareem, we'll do Hatarat Nidareem for him now also. And we kick him out of Gan Eden. Let Malach HaMavet take him, then bring him back here. But if he never made Hatara, Kichol HaYosim Pivi Aseh, whatever came out of his mouth, he did, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, then you cannot force him to do Hatara. He would have told you, listen, Kimli, that I never did the Hatara. What do you want from me? The Kadosh Baruch Hu said, check out his books. They check out his books, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, and he never made Hatarat Nidareem. So if that's the case, he said, too bad, he has to stay here. Until the Gemara says after that, Amar Deh, so at least Malach HaMavet, at least give me my sword. That's my kelim. I need it. I need it for other people. Then at the end, he gave it to him and everything is fine. Okay? And he didn't, the Gemara said at the beginning, he didn't want to give it to him until Bat Kol came out from Shamayim and said, Ve'amra le, habni haleh, dimitba'a le briyata. And Bat Kol came and they ordered Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, you must give him back his sword because that's his kelim, he needs it, you know, for other people. So he gave it to him and everything's fine. That's a story over here. And you see from this story that if someone, he never did Hatara in his life, and if he's going to jump into Gan Eden, if that case would happen like Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, then what's going to be? Kadosh Baruch Hu said, he cannot do Hatara, he cannot force him to do Hatara. Why? Because he never did Hatara. So here, Moshe Rabbeinu told the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, you don't want me to enter Eretz Israel? No problem. I won't live in Eretz Israel, but at least, Abirana ve'ereit ha'aretz ha'tovah. Let me just walk into Eretz Israel to do some zvot over there, and whenever my time is gonna come, that you're gonna tell me your time has ended, so you order me, and I go wherever you want me to go. I'll go back to Har Nebo, and I'll die over there, wherever you want me. And Shemet Omar, if you're gonna say maybe after I'm gonna enter to Eretz Israel, I'm gonna make shibu'a that I'm not leaving the Eretz Israel anymore, like Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. Moshe Rabbeinu told Rabbeinu Shel Olam, you don't have to be scared about this. Why? Because long time ago, you did Hatarat Nedarim for me for Yitro. Since that, I did once Hatarat Nedarim in my lifetime. So then, even if I'm going to go to Israel, I'm going to make Shibu'a, you're going to do Hatarat Nedarim for me also. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu meant Kibyachol here. He told him, "Aberana ata halota." You in the first place, you did Hatarat Nedarim for me. So if that's the case, there's no worries. Let me go to Eretz Israel. And even if I'm going to do Shibu'ah not to live in Israel, for sure you're going to do Hatarah because I already did Hatarah before. And after that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for some reason, he told him, no. You're not allowed to go to Eretz Israel. We're going to see soon why Hashem didn't have Kibyachol mercy on Moshe Rabbeinu. He didn't want him to go to Eretz Israel. We'll see soon Be'ezer Hashem. The Pasuk here says, Ve'et'aber Adonai bi lema'anchem ve'lo shama'a elai. Ve'yomer Adonai elai rablach. אל תוסף דבר אליי עוד בדבר הזה. So that's enough for you. What I mean, Rablach? What does Rablach mean? It comes here along the Or HaYim HaKadosh. He says here, לזה השיבו שאינו צריך לזה. Why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu, כי כל כלום טעם תפלת משה לעבור אל הארץ הוא, אלא כדי לקיים מצוות התליות בארץ, like we said. וכי לאכול פריאה הוא צריך, אלא הוא רוצה לדעו מצוות. So השם told him, that's only what you're looking for. You want to go to Earth Israel to do more מצוות. חכם לי וכך מצוות. That's why השם answered him, לזה ישיבו, שאינו צריך לזה, you don't need this. Why? כי יש לו רב טוב אשר יתן לו השם. You have enough reward, you don't need to do more מצוות. But still, that's not going to satisfy משה רבנו. חכם לי וכך מצוות, you want to do more מצוות, אין more מצוות. That's a gedula of the hachamim, you want to do more. So it comes along after the Or HaYim. It says, "Ont kaven lomar azeh derech ki chol zechut shetagiya lebaei haaretz min hamitzvot hateluyot baaretz yesh lecha chelek bechulan. All the mitzvot that Bnei Israel deganadun in Eretz Israel, you also have share in their mitzvot. Uma hu hachelek? Why would Moshe Rabbeinu would have a share? She'atahu hamitzvei otam la'asot. You're commanding them to do the mitzvot over there. So kibi achol." You told them to do the mitzvot. You have part of their mitzvah that they do over there. And he said, Rab lach, pirush harabbanut shel kiyum ha-mitzvot lechai. And if you have a chalek with all one and one, in every thing that they do there. And if you have a chalek, don't talk to me about this. The whole reason you wanted to enter Eretz Israel because you want to do more mitzvot. But I'm telling you now, since that you commanded Bnei Israel to keep the mitzvot in Eretz Israel, so you have shared in every single person's mitzvah, you have shared in it. So khalas, you did your part, and you're going to get reward for the mitzvot that they're going to do over there. That's why Hashem told them, you don't have to pray for me anymore, you're not entering Eretz Israel. No wonder, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu, after he was telling Ben Israel, ראה למדתי אתכם חוקים ומשפטים כאשר צווני אדוני אלוהי לעשות כן בקרב הארץ אשר אתם באים שמה לרשתה. So he was telling them, I commanded you to do מצוות in Eretz Israel, why לעשות כן בקרב הארץ? So you should do this מצוות in Eretz Israel. That's what Hashem told them. You have to command Ben Israel to do the מצוות. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu told them. And after that he repeated this a few times. ואותי צבא אדוני בעת ההיא ללמד אתכם חוקים ומשפטיים. What are you going to do with these חוקים ומשפטיים? לעשות אתכם אותם. So you should fulfill these משפטיים where? בארץ השתי עוברים שם על לרשתה. Should do the מצוות in Eretz Israel. ונשמרתם מאוד לנפשות אתכם. So you have to watch out when you go to Eretz Israel. You have to do the מצוות over there. שמרו לכם. Here he also tells them, כי אנוכי מת בארץ הזאת, אינני עובר את הירדן. ואתם עוברים וירשתם את הארץ הטובה הזאת. I'm not entering Eretz Israel, but you're going there. So you have to make sure, שמרו לכם, פן שכיחות פרית השם אלוקיכם. Because that what Hashem, כביכול, he calmed me down, not to go to Eretz Israel, why? Because of your מצוות that you're going to do over there. That's why משה רבנו told him, listen, I'm not entering with you to Eretz Israel, כי אנוכי מת בארץ הזאת, אינני עובר את הירדן. I'm not going to Eretz Israel. That's why, השתמרו לכם, you better watch out when you go to Israel, פן שכיחות ברית השם אלוקיכם, אשר קראת עמכם. That's why you have to watch out when you go over there, you keep the מצוות, because that's the only נחמה that I have, that by you keeping the מצוות, that's my נחמה. This is my נחמה, הקדוש ברוך הוא מנחם me, not to enter Israel, because of your מצוות. That's why he was commanding them like this, that's what Rahim HaKadosh is telling us here. But if we look at the psukim here, for somehow Moshe Rabbeinu, he was emphasizing more on the telling Bnei Israel not to do Avodah Zara. He told them, ונשמרתם מאוד לנפשותיכם, כי לא ראיתם כל תמונה, ותשחיתום ועשיתם לכם פסל תמונת כל צמל, תבנין זכר ונקיבה, ופן צע עיניך השמיים וראית את שמש ואת הירח ואת כוכבים, וכל צבע השמיים, ונדחת והשתחווית להם ועבדתם. So he was warning them not to do Avodah Zara. And after that, שמרו לכם, פן שכיחות ברית השם אלוקיכם, אשר קראת עמכם, ועשיתם לכם פסל תמונת כל, אשר סופך השם אלוקיך. he was warning them more about Avodah Zarah. Why he was so much emphasizing Moshe Rabbeinu about Avodah Zarah? All what Torah Haim HaKadosh was telling us, that Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Ben Israel, you have to keep the mitzvot over there because that's my nechama. With you keeping the mitzvot in Eretz Israel, I take my share and the reward. So please keep the mitzvot in Eretz Israel. But here you see from the psukim, all the psukim emphasizing on Avodah Zarah. Why is speaking Dafka about Avodah Zarah? We're learning here on Shabbat Masechet Arachim, and the Gemara tells us here Masechet Arachim Daf Lamed Bet Amud Bet. Pasuk says, "Ve'yasu kol ha'kahal ashabim min ashebi sukot ve'yeshevu basukot." All the people that they came with Ezra Sofer to build the second Beit HaMikdash after they went in exile. They came back to Eretz Yisrael to build Beit HaMikdash. They came with Ezra Sofer. Pasuk said they came back and they did Sukkot. They built Sukkot ויישבו בסוכות, and they sat in the Sukkot. During Chag Sukkot, obviously, they sat in the Sukkah. כי לא עשו מימי יהושע בן נון כן בני ישראל. ותהי שמחה גדולה מאוד. Why? Because they never did until now. Until the time of Ezra Sofer, they never kept Mizvah of Sukkah. The Gemara said, what's going on? They never kept Mizvah of Sukkah? Can't, something's fishy here. Cannot be. The Gemara said, Efshar ba David velo asu Sukkot ad sheba Ezra. How could it be? All the time of David the Melech, before the first Beit HaMikdash, the time of Shlomo Melech, all the Melechim, one after the other. They never did Mizvav Sukkot, come on. So it doesn't make sense. So what's going on over here? Ki lo asu chen mimei Yehoshua ben Nun. From the time of Yehoshua ben Nun, they never fulfilled Mizvav Sukkah. Something's wrong here. Ela, the Gemara says, makish bi'atam bimei Ezra lebi'atam bimei Yehoshua. Ken? And the Gemara continues later on. Different hacham. Ve'idach, he says here, דבעי רחמי על יצר דעבודה זרה ובטלה והגין זכותה עליו כסוכה. It says, really, the pasuk is not referring to מזבט סוכה at all. Why? Because מזבט סוכה doesn't make sense that בני ישראל did not do מזבט סוכה until the time of Ezra Sofer. Doesn't make sense. אלא, what the pasuk is hinting for us, telling us the pasuk in בדרך רמז, that until the time of Ezra Sofer, they entered Eretz Israel, they had the problem of Avodah Zarah, it was among Am Israel. Why? Because they did not stop the Yisra of Avodah Zarah until then. Until the time of Ezra Sofer, when they entered Eretz Israel, that's the time that they stopped the Yisra of Avodah Zarah. The Gemara Masechet Sanhedrin tells us, Hakayim, they sat down, and they made whatever they made, they put Kibyachol. Again, we have to understand that Gemara, but the Gemara says that they put Kibyachol Yisra Rara of Avodah Zarah, they put him in a barrel and they threw him in the ocean. There's no more Yisra of Avodah Zarah. Okay, that's what the Gemara says, more or less. It's a hard Gemara to understand, but for simple understanding, that's what the Gemara said. No more Yisra of Avodah Zarah. We have different Gemara, Masechet Sanhedrin. The Gemara tells us over there, that, if I'm not mistaken, the Kuf Bet, about Menashe. The Gemara says over there, that's once, says here the Gemara Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Bet Amud Bet, Rabbi Ashi, Uke Shelosha Melachim. Rabbi Ashi, he was teaching his students, he was teaching them the Shi'or, and he told them, they got up to the Mishnah, Shelosha Melachim, Be'arba'ah Hadiyotot, In Lam Chelek La'olam Haba. Three kings, אין להם חלק לעולם הבא, הוא ארדה, אחאב, ירבעם ונבט, and who else do we have? יב מנשה. These are the three מלכים, that אין להם חלק לעולם הבא. So, he says here, לאמר, למחר נפתח בחברים. So tomorrow, get ready, my dear students, tomorrow we're gonna speak about our friends, the מלכים, the three מלכים, that they were Talmidei Chachamim like us. But because they had the Yisra of Avodah Zarah, they were Nikshal, they did Avodah Zarah, that's why Elam Hilat Olam Haba. So we better watch out. So then he told them, get ready for tomorrow. Ata Menashet hazele b'chilme. Menashe, Melech Israel, he came to Rabashe that same night, at night. Amar le, habrach v'habrei de abuch karit li. So you're calling me, I'm your friend. He told your students, tomorrow we're going to speak about our friend, Menashe. Am I your friend? Am I your father's friend? Who are you compared to me? So he told him, Meyecha ba'it le'mishra ha'motzi. So he told him, I'm going to ask you a simple question. Menashe is asking Rabashe. Whenever you get to say Berkat ha'motzi, you're eating. You have to say ha'motzi lechem min ha'aretz. From where you have to cut the bread? I told him, whatever you want, just cut the bread and eat. I told him, you see that you don't know. Amar de, la yadana, I don't know, it doesn't make a difference. Just cut the bread and eat, say bracha. Amar de, meyecha de ba'it le'mishra ha'motzi le'gamirt, v'habrach karit li. You don't know from where to cut the bread. And you calling me, I'm your friend. I'm at least your rabbi. You call me, I'm your friend. Amar le, agmireh li, wal mahar derishna le mishimach. Bipurka. So he told him, teach me from where we should cut the bread, and tomorrow I'll say it in your name. Tomorrow I have a shi'ur, my students are going to come, I'll say it in your name. Amar le, meyecha dikarim bishula. So he told him, from the place that the bread was baked properly, that's the best place to cut, to say Hamotzi'on. Amar le, so after that, now Rabashe was asking Menashe, he told him, me'ahad hakim tu kuli hai, ma ta'ma ka palhitu la'avodat kukhabim. If you are so smart, you Menashe, how come you did Avodah Zarah? What the avad you have for Avodah Zarah? What is Zarah you have for Avodah Zarah? You take a stone and you bow down to it? Come on, you have to have for it? I don't understand this. How come you're doing Avodah Zarah? Amar le, ihavat hatam, havat nakitna b'shipule gelima v'rahat batrai. So he told him, if you, now you're a man, you're talking like a strong guy. So he said, if you were in our times, before Hachayin, they were disturbed the Yisra Raf Avodah Zarah, if you, Rabashe, would have been in our time, you would have picked up your clothes and run after Avodah Zarah. You don't know what Yisra Raf we had for Avodah Zarah. At our times, Menashe, we had big Yisra Raf for Avodah Zarah. No, by your time, you, Rabashe, you don't feel any desire to go do Avodah Zarah. Why? Because Hachayim disturbed Yisra Raf Avodah Zarah. That's it, no more. No more Yisra Raf. So now you're talking. So he told him, if you were in our time, you would have run after Avodah Zarah. That's what he told him here. So here the Gemara says, go back here to the Gemara in Arachin. The Gemara says here that at the time of Ezra Sofer, Hachayim, they sat down and they stopped Yisra Raf Avodah Zarah. And that thing that they did, sat down Hachayim and they stopped Yisra Raf, it protected Am Israel just like Sukkah. Just like Sukkah, what the purpose of Sukkah? To protect the person from the sun, from the that's the mizbah of the Sukkah. So here also, since that stopped the Yisra Raf Avodah Zarah, that protected Am Israel just like Sukkah. That's why the Pasuk, Kibyachol, Kadosh Baruch Hu got angry at Yoshua ben Nun. דבכל דוכתה כתיב יהושוע והכה כתיב ישוע. Here Yehoshua ben Nun, at the time of Ezra Sofer, when they entered, the Pasuk was referring to Yehoshua, said they didn't do Sukkah like this from the time of Yeshua. They took the letter He from his name. Why they took the letter He from his name? Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu כביכול got angry at him. Why didn't you stop Yehoshua ben Nun? Why didn't you stop Yisra Raf Avodah Zarah? Just like Ezra Sofer did. You waited until Ezra Sofer to stop it. Why didn't you stop it? The Gemara said, hold on. If you have a claim, Hashem got angry at Yoshua ben Nun, why Hashem did not get angry at Moshe Rabbeinu? He was supposed to stop Yisra Raf Avodah Zarah. The Gemara said, no, on Moshe there is no claim. Bishlama Moshe lo ba'ar hamei, you know why he didn't pray? Dela hava le zechuta de Eretz Israel. Ela Yoshua, de hava le zechuta de Eretz Israel. Amma elo le ba'ar hamei. That's what the Gemara is saying. Moshe Rabbeinu, there's no claim on Moshe Rabbeinu because he didn't have the zechut of Eretz Israel. So he couldn't pray for Am Israel. He couldn't stop Yisra Raf Avodah Zarah. Why? Because he needed the zechut of Eretz Israel to stop Yisraf Avodazara. And Moshe Rabbeinu, he did not enter Eretz Yisrael, so he cannot come with the ta'ana to Moshe Rabbeinu. But Yoshua ben Nun, you took everyone to Eretz Yisrael. The moment you brought everyone to Eretz Yisrael, you should have sat down with Hachamim and stopped Yisraf Avodazara. Why didn't you do it? Your name is Yeshua. We took the letter Hey out of your name. But by Moshe Rabbeinu, there is no such a claim. Why? Because he didn't have the zechut of Eretz Yisrael. That's why I saw him Farshini bring it down. Said that's why Moshe Rabbeinu here, he was telling Bnei Israel, Shamiru lachem, pen tashchitun, ve'asitim lachem pesel, temunat kol tzamel, tabdin zachar u'nekeba, ishamiru lachem pen shkechot berit Hashem elokichem, ve'asitim lachem pesel, temunat kol. He was warning Bnei Israel not to do yisara, not to do avodah zara. He told them why? Ki anuchi met ba'aretz hazot, enneni oberet hayarden. If I would have entered Eretz Israel, I would have prayed, I would have sat down with the Hachamim and stopped Yisraf Avodah Zarah. I don't have to worry about this. But since that the Pasuk said, Ki anuchi met ba'aretz hazot, Hashem does not want me to go to Eretz Israel, that's why I'm warning you, Shamiru lachem, don't do Avodah Zarah. If I would have entered, I wouldn't have worried about this. I would have stopped it myself. But since that I'm not going to Eretz Israel, that's why he was focusing more Moshe Rabbeinu on Avodah Zarah, because he's not entering Eretz Israel, and the Yisra'ah was big and strong at their times, like we saw from Menashe. That's what happened. So that's why here Moshe Rabbeinu was focusing more about Yisra'ah of Avodah Zarah. And maybe that's what we could explain also. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu, he wanted to enter Eretz Israel. He was praying 515 tefillot to enter Eretz Israel. We said why he wants to eat from the fruit of Eretz Israel. That's why he wants to go there. And now he said no, he wants to do more mitzvot. But based on what we just said, that maybe Moshe Rabbeinu he wanted to go to Eretz Israel to stop the Yisra'ah of Avodah Zarah, because Moshe Rabbeinu knows Kadosh Baruch Hu ki el kana. Pasuk said el kana ki Hashem Elokecha esh uchilahu el kana. And nothing Kadosh Baruch Hu kibiachol get jealous except when a person does Avodah Zarah. When a person does Avodah Zarah, kibiachol Hashem gets angry at him. Any other avirat a person does, Hakadosh Baruch Hu ma'arich ape b'gabe dile. He waits for him until he does teshuba. But by Avodah Zarah, there's no tolerance. Why? Because be'oti azibu mekor ma'ayim hayim lachsob lahem borot borot nishbarim asher lo yachilu amayim. He said, what did you leave? Where did you go? He left Hakadosh Baruch Hu shehakol yachol. He could do everything. Anything Hashem could do. He left Hakadosh Baruch Hu and you're going, you made Avodah Zarah, but Hashem hebel hema ma'asei ta'atu'im. What could Avodah Zarah help you? Can't do anything. He left Hakadosh Baruch Hu to do Avodah Zarah. So that's why Hakadosh Baruch Hu said, here, kibyachol, there's no tolerance here. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu, he wanted to enter Eretz Israel, said, please let me enter Eretz Israel. Let me just pray to stop Yisra'ah of Avodah Zarah, then I'll go back to Har Nebo, I'll die there. But Hashem told him, still, you're not going there. Still, we have to understand why. And maybe that's what we said, that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to enter Israel to stop Yisra'ah of Avodah Zarah. Maybe that's why he started at the beginning, Ba'et Hanan el Adonai Ba'et Ahi Lemur, Adonai Elohim, Ataha Hilota Leharot Et Abdecha. את גודליך ואת ידיך החזקה אשר מי אל בשמיים בארץ אשר יעשה מעשיך וחיבורתיך. The first two words, השם אלוקים, it's not written אלוקים, it's written יוד כבבקה. The first word, אמונה, it's written א' ד' נ' י'. The second word, it's not written אלוקים, יוד כבבקה it's written, but we have מסורת, we have to read it, אלוקים. אמונה היא אלוקים, but it's written יוד כבבקה. So now it's said, let's try to do the gematria of Yud Kei Vav Kei is how much? Everyone knows, 26. Gematria of Aleph Daret Nun Yud, 65. The Nun and the Yud, 60. 65 is famous, everyone knows it. 65 plus 26, Amunai Elohim, we said Elohim written Yud Kei Vav Kei. That's gematria 91. 91 gematria Amen. And also, same exact gematria of Sukkah. How do you spell Sukkah? Sukkah Samech Vav Chaf He, Gematria of Sukkah, exactly 91. So Moshe Rabbeinu, he told the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Elohim, let me enter Israel to stop Yisra'ah of Avodah Zarah. And that's what the Gemara said in Arachin, once you're going to stop Yisra of Avodah Zarah, this is going to protect Ben Israel just like Sukkah. That's what he was telling him. Hashem Elohim Gematria Sukkah, because if I would have entered Israel, I would have stopped it, and then it would have protected them just like Sukkah. And maybe if we're talking about Sukkot, maybe you could also be meramez. Hashem Elohim Ata Hachilota Liharot Et Abdicha. Said Hachilota Liharot Et Abdicha, the Rashi Tibot, Hachilota Zhadas, the same for minim. Liharot, that's Lulab, Lamed Lulab. Et, what's it? Have Etrog, and Abdicha, that's Araba, four minim. This is what we're talking about Sukkah. I said, four minim, it's going to be Magin on Am Israel. That's why, Ba'at Hanan El Hashem, Ba'at Ha'ilimor. What's mean, Ba'at Hanan El Hashem? El Hashem, Rabban Shal Olam, Kibiachol, for you, Kibiachol, also Rabban Shal Olam. I want to enter Israel to stop Yisra of Abu Dazara, because I know you, Rabban Shal Olam, El Kanab by Abu Dazara. You don't tolerate any person who does Abu Dazara. So let me enter Israel for the name of Hashem, for you to give up kiss. So no one should go, Hasu Shalom, Ahare Elokim Aharim. Everyone should stay with you. If I'm going to stop Yisra of Avodah Zarah, everyone's going to stay believing in you, Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's why about Hanan and Hashem, and so much Moshe Rabbeinu was praying, Hashem told him, no, I told you, no, Rab Lach, Al Tosef Teber Elai, Od Badabar Hazeh. So I saw here in Or HaChaim HaKadosh, he tells us the reason why Hashem did not want Moshe Rabbeinu to go to Eretz Israel. He says here in Parashat Dvarim last week, he said, "Gambi hitanaf Adonai begilalchem lemur, gam ata lo tavo sham." It means, same thing, Hashem got angry at me only because of you. So same thing, here it says, Or HaChaim HaKadosh, "Ve'en nachon hu, על פי דבריהם זל שאמרו במדרש רבה על הפסוק ויבכו העם בלילה ההוא קבעו בכייה לדורות כי ליל תשעה באב הייתה שבו נחרב הבית ואמרו עוד חכים סד שאם היה נכנס משה לארץ והיה בונה את בית המקדש לא היה הבית נחרב. If Moshe Rabbeinu would have entered Israel and built בית המקדש, בית המקדש would never be destroyed. שאין אומה ולשון נוגעת בו. No one could touch Beit HaMikdash if Moshe Rabbeinu would have built it. That's why also we have similar Yalkut Shimoni says about David HaMelech, Kadosh Baruch Hu told David HaMelech, Dam Larob Shafachta, Lachin Lo Tibnei Et HaBayit Lishmi. So why not? Why not? It was big tzaddik. So he told him, Dam Larob Shafachta, are you going to punish me that I killed all the Amot HaOlam? Who did David HaMelech kill? He went to all kind of wars. He killed all the enemies. So he did Mitzvah. Why Hashem got angry at him? Yalkut Shimoni says, it says, no, all the people that he killed, in my eyes, considered like korbanot, ha'olot u'tmidin. So let me build Beit HaMikdash. David HaMelech also, he wanted to build Beit HaMikdash. Hashem told him, also says Yalkut Shimoni, says the same thing. If David HaMelech would have built Beit HaMikdash, Beit HaMikdash would never been destroyed. So what's wrong here? Also, that's what Or HaChaim HaKadosh is telling us. If Moshe Rabbeinu would have built Beit HaMikdash, it would never been destroyed. So that's very good. So let him go to Eretz Israel, let him build Beit HaMikdash, and that's it. Ella, we know that we have here the Midrash Rabbah. It says here Midrash Rabbah in Parashat Kitavo, Parashat Zayin, Siman Yud. It says here, שני דברים גזר הקדוש ברוך הוא, אחד על ישראל ואחד על משה. Two גזרות הקדוש ברוך הוא put, one on משה רבנו, one on עם ישראל, שבשעה שעשו אותו מעשה, when עם ישראל did עוון העגל, הפסוק said, הרף מני וישמידם. השם כביכול לימד גזרה on עם ישראל, he wanted to destroy them because they did עוון העגל. And one more gezerah on Moshe, b'sha'a shebukesh Moshe lekanis l'eres Israel, amar da kadosh baruch hu, lo ta'abor et hayarden hazeh. U'Moshe b'kesh min kadosh baruch hu lebatel et shtehen. Moshe, he prayed to Hashem to stop both gezerot. Amar lefanam, b'nusha olam, selachna la'avod ha'am zeh kigod al-chasticha. U'batela. כן? We stop the gezerah, so that you want me to forgive Ben Israel, no problem, I forgive them. So כשכיוון שבא להיכנס לארץ ישראל, התחיל ואומר, עביר נא וראה את הארץ הטובה. אמר דו, קדוש ברוך הוא, משה, כבר בטלת את שלי וקיימת את שלך. I wanted to destroy Ben Israel, and you told me not to. And I listened to you, and even I didn't keep my words, I kept your words. Now, אני אמרתי ויש מידים, ואתה אמרת סלחנה, ואין תקיים שלך. ואף עכשיו מבקש אני לקיים את שלי. Now here I wanna go with my way now. ולבטל את שלך. אמר לו קדוש ברוך הוא משה, אין אתה יודע מה לעשות. אתה רוצה לאחוז את החבל בשני הראשים. You want גם סלחנה and also עברנה. Doesn't go like this. אמר לי, אם עברנה אתה מבקש, בטל סלחנה. ואם סלחנה אתה מבקש לקיים, בטל עברנה. משה רבנו, you pick and choose. Pick one of them. You cannot either עברנה וראית את הארץ הטובה, either you go to earth Israel and I destroy עם ישראל חס ושלום, or I keep עם ישראל and you do not enter earth Israel. אמר ביהושע בן לוי, כיוון ששמע משה רבנו כך, אמר לפניו, רבנו של העולם ימות משה ומאה כי יוצא בו ולא תנזק ציפורנו של אחד מהם. When Moshe Rabbeinu heard that if Hashem is going to let him go to Eretz Israel, it's going to be on the account that Hashem is going to be angry at Ben Israel and destroy them like he made the first Gezerah. He saw this Moshe Rabbeinu and said, if that's the case, let Moshe Rabbeinu die and 100 like Moshe should die and don't touch any of Am Israel. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu, he was so loyal to Am Israel. He said, because of me, they're going to destroy them. He said, Hasu Shalom. Let them go to, don't destroy them. You don't want me to go to Israel? Okay, I won't go there. Let's see what the Midrash is telling us. And here, Rosh Hashanah Kadosh also, he was telling us also a similar idea that Moshe Rabbeinu, if he would have entered Israel, Beit HaMikdash would never have been destroyed. So if that's the case, it's very good. But we have here the famous Tosafot. Tells us here in Masechet Kedushin, the Flamed Aleph Amud Bet. We don't want to go into it. It's a long story here, but let's hear what Tosafot bring down. Mizmor le'asaf, Elohim ba'u ge'im b'nachalateicha, atom yot eichal kodshicha. The Gemara says, Mizmor le'asaf, he called this. All the perek is talking about Harban Beit HaMikdash. And you call it Mizmor? That's a song. What kind of song is that? Kina le'asaf ba'ale, the Gemara says. Ela, the Gemara brings down that Kadosh Baruch Hu, he got angry when Am Yisrael did avonot. Instead of Hashem taking revenge kibayachol from Am Yisrael and killing them, killa hamato al atzim ba'avanim. He destroyed Beit HaMikdash instead. That means, let's hear what the Gemara is telling us. It was for the benefit of Am Yisrael that Moshe Rabbeinu did not enter Israel, because if Moshe Rabbeinu would have entered Israel, then Beit HaMikdash would never been destroyed. So what's going to be when Am Yisrael is going to do Abirot? Hashem is not going to be Shofek Hamato Al Atzim Ve'Avanim. He's not going to destroy Beit HaMikdash now because of our sins. Why not? Because Moshe Rabbeinu built Beit HaMikdash. And if Moshe Rabbeinu would have built Beit HaMikdash, would never been destroyed. So how Hashem Kibyachol is going to punish us in our Avonot? He has to destroy us, Chas V'Shalom. That's why, for our benefit, Kadosh Baruch Hu did not let Moshe Rabbeinu to go to Eretz Israel. And that's what Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, said, if you want Iberana, then there is no Selahna. If you want Selahna, then there is no Iberana. Until Moshe Rabbeinu told him, if that's the case, I'd let it go. I don't want to enter Eretz Israel. Just, you should have mercy on Am Israel. Let's see what Hakim is telling us. That's what Hakim telling us over here. That's the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu did not enter Eretz Israel, only for the benefit of Am Israel. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Ben Israel, "Bet'aber Hashem bi lema'anchem." What does it mean, lema'anchem? Not because of you, what we said before. Lema'anchem, it means letobatchem, for your benefit. For your benefit. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Ben Israel. Rashi, for somehow, he didn't like that pirush. And Siftah HaKhaim explains that he didn't want to explain the Ma'an Chaim for your benefit. And I explained because of you. But now we explained, we said, no, only for your benefit, Le Ma'an Chaim, Bnei Israel. only for your benefit, Hashem did not let me go to Israel. Because if I would have entered Israel and built Beit HaMikdash, then I know, Ki adati aharei moti ki yishhet hashhitun, v'sertem naderech asher soviti yetchem. I know that you're going to do avirot in the future. And how Hashem is going to punish you for the avonot. To destroy Beit HaMikdash, you cannot destroy it anymore because I built it if I would have entered. Ella, Hashem had mercy on you. He didn't let me go to Israel. So you're going to build Beit HaMikdash. You, Ben Israel, going to build it. When Hashem is going to get angry, he's going to destroy Beit HaMikdash instead of you. That's it. It's only for your benefit. That's what Hakim is telling us. And this is the idea. ويتعبر Hashem بي لمعن خيم only for your benefit. And today, we're also on Tu Be'av. The day of the Yom Tov, the Mishnah Masechet Ta'anit, the Mishnah says over there, that lo hayu yamin tovim la'am Israel, like Yom Kippurim and Tu Be'av. The Gemara said, Bishlama Yom Kippurim, I understand it's Yom Tov, why? Because Yom Mechila Uslecha V'Chapara. That's the best Yom Tov. The person knows that he doesn't have any more Avirot. Hashem ki b'yom hazeh yechaper alechem, tahareth chem, kol hatotichen lefnei Adonai taharu. There's no more sins. That's the best Yom Tov. The Gemara said, Yom Kippur, I understand. But what did the Mishnah meant when the Mishnah said, Tu Be'av, 15th of Av, today is the best Yom Tov. What's so special about Tu Be'av? The Gemara brings a few reasons here. One of the reasons at the end of Masechet Ta'anit, the Gemara says here, Daf Lamed Alef Amud Alef, Rabbi Yosef, Rabba ורבי יוסף דאמרי תרווהו, יום שפסקו מלכרות העצים למערכה. רבי אלעזר הגדול אומר, מחמישה עשר באב ואילך, תשש כוחה של חמה, ולא היו כורתים עצים למערכה, לפי שאינם יבשים. He said, the woods that they used to cut, to bring to בית המקדש, to burn the קורבנות on it, ונתנו בני אהרן הכהן אש על המזבח, ויערכו עצים על האש, they have to support the מזבח with wood, so they need a lot of food, a lot of korbanot they used to bring. So they need a lot of food. So up to 15th of Ab, they used to chop wood to burn it on the Mizbeah, to burn the korbanot on the Mizbeah. But after Tu Be'av, there's no more cutting wood. So why is it Yom Tov? V'karu leh Yom Tabar Magal. Rashi says, Yom Tabar Magal, shebirat ha-gerzen, shepatsak ha-choteb min lachtov ha-yitzim. On Tu Be'av, they used to tabar magila, you could break the axe that we chop the wood with it. You could break it, we don't need it anymore. So why is it Yom Tov? Mekan ve'elach, de mosif, yosif. Udla mosif, ye'asif. So the Rashi says, Mekan ve'elach, mechamisha asar be'av ve'elach, de mosif lelot al hayamim la'asok v'tora, yosif hayim al hayam. Udla mosif, hasma shalom. So he said, from Tu Be'av, the night starts to become longer. All the summertime, the night is very short. The day is a long day. But the night is very short. But from Tu Be'av and on, the night starts to get longer. So, Lon Tanu Lelot, the best time to learn Torah is at night. Like the Rambam writes, said, En Adam Kone Rob Chokhmato, only with the Torah that he learns during the night time. You're right, you have to learn Torah during the daytime and night time, but the Torah that you learn at night, that's more hashub, it's more important, that's the Torah that stays with you for a long time. So let's see what the Rambam, the person does not become gadol unless if he learns also during the night time, especially during the night time. So here, since that the night time from Tu Be'av starts to get longer, this is the time to add more in Talmud Torah. To add more Talmud Torah, that's the best Yom Tov. That's Tu Be'av, one of the reasons here, the Gemara explains here. Since that now from Tu Be'av, the nights starts to become longer, and the nights are made only la'asok b'Torah, lo bre l'elya illa kedei la'asok b'Torah. That's why this is the best day, the best Yom Tov now. This is the start of learning more Torah, so that's the best day of Yom Tov. That's why the Tu Be'av is Yom Tov. And the Kol Shekein that we know, that we have a famous Orachim HaKadosh, he tells us in Parashat Tetzaveh that we know that Am Yisrael went through four galiyot, and now we are in the fourth galut now, the last galut that we are in, galut Edom. And Orachim HaKadosh here, he brings at the beginning of Parashat Tetzaveh, said, "B'derech remez, יתבאר הכתוב על דרך מאמר, הוא בא בספר זוהר חדש, תפחית עמוד א', כי ארבע גליות של ישראל, כל אחד מהם נגאל ממנו בזכות אחד. The four galiyot each galut, we were Am Israel, we went out of that galut because of one tzaddik. Galut HaRishon galut b'zchut Abraham Abinu alav shalom. The second galut b'zchut Yitzhak. The third galut b'zchut Yaakov. The fourth galut that we are in, and whose zechut we're going to be redeemed in the, with the fourth galut? The taloi b'zchut Moshe. Our galut, our redemption, Moshe Rabbeinu is going to come, is going to redeem us. Moshe Rabbeinu is going to, zchut Moshe, we're going to be redeemed. So he continues here, Or HaChaim HaKadosh, he says, V'lazen et arach ha-galut. That's why the fourth galut that we are in, it's already a long time. Galut Babel, Galut Madai, Yavan, they all, it wasn't long like Galut Edom that we are in. Almost 2,000 years, like we said, it's 1,947 years from Harban Bet HaMikdash. We're still in Galut, Ba'avonot HaRabim. So why the Geula is delayed? Why is it delayed so much? So he said, since that our Geula is going to come B'zchut Moshe Rabbeinu, לזין את הערך הגלות, כי כל עוד שאין עוסקים בתורה ובמצוות, as long as בני ישראל, they're not learning Torah properly, they're not keeping the מצוות, אין משה חפש לגאול עם בטלנים מן התורה. משה רבנו does not want to redeem people that they are בטלנים from learning Torah. And since that our גלות, we're going to be redeemed בזכות משה, משה, he wants us to learn Torah. He learned Torah more, then it's going to come. But since that we are Yadinu Refuim B'Dibrei Torah, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu is not in a rush to redeem us. Why? Because he's waiting for us to learn more Torah. וזהו שרמה זה כתוב כאן באמרו, ואתה תצווה את בני ישראל. You, Moshe Rabbeinu, you should tell בני ישראל why the fourth galut is delayed, because ויקחו אליך שמן זית זך. I want to hear the שמן זית זך. I want to hear the Torah that you're learning. I want to see the מזבות that you're doing. Then I'm going to redeem you. Let's hear what we said. And now the Tu B'Av, we said also in Tu B'Av, that's the day that the night time starts to become longer, you learn more Torah. When you learn more Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu is going to come, Be'ezer Hashem is going to redeem us. Let's hear that the best day of Yom Tov Tu B'Av, Hakim said, Be'ezer Hashem, we pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem should help us, we should learn more Torah, we should take advantage of the night time to learn more Torah. And then in this Zechut, Moshe Rabbeinu Be'ezer Hashem is going to come, going to redeem us from this final galut, Be'ezer Hashem, should all be zoche to see Mashiach Zkenu, Rabbi Yaminu, Amen ve'amen. Rabbi Hanan, Rav Shem Omer, Tzafan Shibur Hu, Zekut Israel, Efichach, Rabbi Rahim, Tera Mzvot, Shnei Mer.